Columbia Real Estate headlines. New Colorado Property Records tool streamlines owner deed and lien searches. PropertyChecker.com launched a Colorado-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals and CO can cut due diligence time by consolidating fragmented county record searches into a single workflow. Add Colorado.PropertyChecker.com/ to your closing and prospecting toolkit. Columbia Real Estate headlines, CO Real Estate. Intel, Route County Assessor Duties. The Route County Assessor provides resources outlining the duties and practices of the assessor's office. Understanding local assessment practices is essential for CO real estate professionals advising clients on property valuations and tax obligations. Review the official assessor resources at http.co.route.co.us/assessor. Columbia Real Estate Headlines. Boulder County Building Permits and Code Amendments for CO Professionals. Boulder County Building Code Amendments and Permits apply specifically to construction and development in the unincorporated portions of Boulder County. Real estate professionals and CO must understand these jurisdictional permit requirements to accurately advise clients buying or selling property outside of incorporated city and town limits. Review the specific code amendments and permit requirements for unincorporated Boulder County properties at the official resource. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study. Is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets. The delinquency report. What percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.